I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
May I have your attention, please?
Emergency. Emergency Top 5 is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you. Number 5.
All right, so these are things, Greg, that, you know, I'll be looking at. I'd like to see how it's going to shake out. You know what I mean?
Number 5.
Number 5, I want to see what the DB position looks like. Because you lost, and we had Ty Law on last year talking about, you know, you didn't have that elite guy, and then J.C. Jackson got there, and I think Ty kind of changed how we thought about that.
And you let him walk because he didn't want to pay him.
Right. So what do you have now when a guy like Ty Law is saying, I don't see I could cover some of these guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's that defensive back, that secondary look like without J.C. Jackson?
Okay.
Number 4.
Now, we heard a lot about this throughout training camp, is the offensive line and the struggles that they are having.
Is that maybe a reason why Mac Jones is not playing tonight? Because they have zero or not a lot of confidence in the O-line and they don't want to get him hurt?
Well, if that's the case, that should be a big concern moving forward, right? Because sooner or later, he's going to have to get behind this O-line.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing that I'll be looking for. Let's say the O-line, a couple of these guys don't play. Then I want to see what the chemistry of the backups look like. Are they making mistakes where it looks like they don't have a handle on the offense, or are they just getting beat physically?
Okay.
Number 3.
Now, we also heard Ty Law talk about this last year, and, you know, when Ty speaks, we should all listen to Hall of Famer. He said he could go out there and cover every wide receiver. I want to see what this wide receiver group looks like. You have to play some of these guys, right? You know, we have reports that Joe Judge was ripping into Kendrick Bourne. What is Devontae Parker?
What would you do if Joe Judge tried to dress you down? Wouldn't you just be like, F off, dude?
You know, I'm a player. I guess it depends on what it's for, Curtis. You know,
hey, why don't you go take a knee again on third down?
Sometimes you got to eat crow, man.
I mean, I guess it depends in the, you know, on the form in which it is delivered. You know, I mean,
have you heard Joe Judge talk? He sounds like a rambling idiot.
Yeah, you never know.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Now, that's a guy I'd run through a wall for.
But I want to look at what the wide receiver core looks like. And, you know, Mac's not playing, so let's see what type of chemistry they have. Let's see if there is somebody. I know it's a preseason game, but one of these guys, who could potentially be the guy that you have to worry about?
Okay.
Number two,
you're going to like this one. Bailey Zappi. I get it right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right. He is the guy that when they drafted him, I believe he was a fourth-round draft pick. I'm not 100% sure, third or fourth-round draft pick. But when they drafted him, there were a lot of people like, why did the Patriots draft a quarterback? It doesn't really make sense. You could get a guy later in the round because usually if you have a young quarterback, you want a veteran behind them.
Yeah.
And then the third guy is usually a guy you can get on the practice squad or he moves around. So you have, and the pre-scout reporting of this kid is he had a lot of potential, and he probably could have been a higher pick than what he was, but for whatever reason, he slipped. So it's going to be interesting to see what he looks like if he's
going
to.
So if he looks really good tonight,
mm-hmm.
limited time or
yep.
whatever, what, you're going to suggest that maybe he's going to give Mac a run for the job?
Well, it won't be limited time because I think you'll see him for significant time. And if he looks like he has a good handle on the offense, it's no different than when we saw Mac come in and he moved that offense downfield and Cam was kind of struggling with it.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, look at this kid. He got a great handle on it. Those questions will be brought up.
Okay.
Number one.
And to me, this is the most important thing. Is how Matt Patricia or Joe Judge or Bill Belichick calls the offense tonight. What that looks like. What are we seeing? What's the rhythm look like? Are they, you know,
delay of games, timeouts?
Yes.
Can they do a hurry up?
Yeah. Oh, you want to look at all that stuff tonight. What does that play caller look like? Now, granted, it is not, it's not Mac Jones, but you will see who it is.
And Ken Laird says you'll see Brian Hoyer calling plays from the booth. And if we don't see that, he has
from
to
the
jump.
Booth.
Yep, he has to jump into the Charles. We made a bet. I swear to God, we
wait
made a bet.
Wait a second. From the booth?
Well, he says that Brian Hoyer will be calling offensive plays for the Patriots this
well,
year.
Once he, I mean, he's going to start, but.
Right, is he going
gonna,
upstairs?
He's going to change and run upstairs.
I mean, the guy's Superman.
I think Ken's going in the Charles.
Yeah.
No, but.
And he's getting a tattoo.
Curtis, look for that, though. What if Brian Hoyer is the one on? Look to see who's on the walkie-talkie tonight, holding that play sheet, calling the plays on offense, because they're going to show that.
All right.
And then see what they look like doing that.
All right. Those are Wiggy's top five things that he would like to look at this evening, and you should as well. And I asked you this yesterday. I'll ask you again. When it comes to Bill's legacy, this is the most important game of his career, right? This one right here.
You guys
this
laugh at me. You
this
laugh at me.
Most important season, you say.
This is the most important game
you
of Bill's
laugh
career.
At me, but if Bailey Zappa, Zappy, I love Zappa, if he moves the offense down the field, like Curtis says, if there's no delay of games, if there's no timeout, if there's like a two-minute offense that he runs, and he looks good, you're going to have – you might not have a full-on quarterback controversy
but
yet.
But you'll have questions.
But you'll start to see that thing percolating.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.